One of the most often overlooked and neglected parts of kinky games is the negotiation. I've seen far too many bright-eyed, eager, and horny new folks enter the community and jump straight into intense play without stopping to negotiate first. It drives me absolutely crazy every time I see it happen. It's called sub-frenzy, and while it's understandable, it's also extremely unsafe. Because good communication isn't taught as a skill through formal education, or in most homes, it's a skill that very few people have. Trust me. Good communication and being able to negotiate your boundaries, wants, needs, and limits is vital to getting what you want in life, not just in kink. Brass tacks time. What is negotiation in a kink setting? Negotiation is the process of sitting down with a potential play partner and talking about what you both want, need, and are willing to do together. It's that simple, honest. Now, as with all things that are simple on the surface, there's some complex stuff going on underneath. Humans are tricksy creatures, prone to misinformation, nebulous ideas about ourselves, and intricate shame-guilt complexes. How can you make negotiation easier on yourself? Well, my best advice is to spend time outside a kinky context thinking about what you want when you're in a kinky context. This is the part where you delineate your boundaries. What do you want? And conversely, what don't you want? What are you willing to compromise on? What's a hard limit? And how far are you willing to compromise to get what you want? Only you can answer those questions, so don't let pressure from a pushy top or dominant lead you into things you would normally say, no way in hell to. Once you've got your boundaries straight, what comes next? Now that you know what you want, don't want, and are willing to compromise on, you get to tell your partner. I'm assuming for the sake of this post that your partner is already kinky and willing to do kinky things with you. Convincing a previously non-kinky person to play with you is a whole nother kettle of fish. Take a deep breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth, stand up straight, look them in the eyes, or as close to that as you can get, and tell them. Use simple language, don't try to be poetical, don't stroke their ego too much, just tell them what you want. Mistress, I would love for you to dress me up in panties and thigh highs, parade me around in front of your friends, and tell them all how much of a silly, slutty cock whore I am. See? Straight out. Simple, clear, unambiguous. And that formula works for everything. Good morning. I'd like a venti double shot extra mocha with whip dome lid, please. Oh, I can't make the meeting on the 12th at 7 a.m. I'd like to reschedule for the 18th at noon.
I'd like to commission a tattoo from you that says, property of Mistress Harper for my left butt cheek. Know what you want, what you don't want, and communicate it clearly. And be willing to hear no.
But really, dealing with the rejection is yet another kettle of fish. In kinky negotiation, it is okay to ask if that no is a hard no, or an opening to compromise. But if it's a hard no, take that as solid gold. If you want your limits and out-of-bounds things to be respected, you have to extend the same respect to your top's limits. Now, go forth and negotiate! And have a lot of fun, because this is fun, and it's not that hard. For more, go to my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can call me. Negotiate with me, talk with me, 1-800-601-7259. Tell them you want to talk with Harper.